is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
Hi.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, we got our audience back.
Yes.
Sleeping.
Yep, they were kind of indisposed, but they are back from vacation, and we've got them. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm going to be your psychic love doctor for the next, close to an hour. And what's joining me is going to be Jimbo Baggins. You know him. He's pretty much handling things. For those of you who are in the Psychic Love Doctor show Facebook page, we're streaming live there so you can see us.
For those that are viewing us on the, our live
stream. In the net.
Otherwise, we'd love to have you call in on the News for the Soul phone line, and Jim is going to be updating that periodically. And off to the side is, well, she's kind of our invisible co-host. That would be Veronica.
Hello!
Governor.
Channeling Russell Brand.
And she is going to be keeping notes on your readings, so if we need to refer back to them in the future, she's got it all organized. She's also going to be giving you, ta-da, an angel card reading. Ooh.
Angel
card
Monday.
After you get a reading from me, please do not.
Don't hang up.
Right.
Don't do it.
It wouldn't stick around because we'll give you your angel card reading then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Well,
do your
thing. For those that are, I want to talk specifically real quick to the Facebook Live viewers. This is a call-in show. So phone calls are going to get priority. I'm not building a list of questions for you folks. If we get a gap in callers for whatever reason, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, then I'll ask for a question. I'm not going to go back and see if you asked me one 20 minutes ago. So you got to be ready when I ask.
Yes, very good.
All right, and that number to call in is 646-595-4274. When you call in on ye cell phone, which you will be on, please.
Go ahead.
Please don't be on speakerphone. It's not good for comms when we're on the internet. It's great when you're in a supermarket, I guess, and you can annoy all the people shopping around you. But when you're trying to talk to us, and get all choppy over the internet.
It does.
And it might be the same way going back to you, even. So you might miss out what we're trying to say to you. Be wary of your background sounds. Traffic if you're outside. Wind. Wind is a big one. Believe it or not, car window down can be huge. Just outside in the right direction that wind hits that little microphone on the phone, and it sounds like a hurricane.
Right? It really does.
Yeah. If you got kids, I recommend chains and painter's tape.
Putting them away.
Yep. If you got a big drawer in your dresser that they fit in. You can stick them in there. You know, there's lots of things you can do to quiet the children.
Anything else?
I think one more reminder. I guess our little disclaimer that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Yes, and we put that out there so that newcomers especially can understand that nothing in your reading is going to be verbatim, you know, absolutely carved in stone.
Because there's the few, very, very few people out there that would say, oh, you said it must be true.
Yeah.
No, I shall sue you and hunt you down because it didn't come 100% true.
And the internet powers that be, they really kind of like a disclaimer.
Sometimes I refer to those people as idiots.
Idiots.
Okay, before we go to the next callers, I also want to say for our Facebook Live folks, I am not playing on my phone. I'm not a room sum bung gum here. I am actually talking to the radio people. So that's how we maintain our comms for callers.
Radio
like
Gaga.
That. Radio Gaga. All right, let's go to area code 646, which is in New York. 646, you are first caller.
Yay, New York. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's Lucy.
And this Lucy.
Lucy.
Yes.
Lucy.
My real name. Yeah, Lucy. I love Lucy.
Yes.
Yeah. That's my nickname. Yeah. My real name is Lucero, but then you can call me Lucy.
Okay. And have you called us before?
No.
Yes, no.
Oh, I don't think so. No.
Lucy, you're a brand new caller.
What I get to read.
Yes. And
what I get to read for being in new caller.
Yes, you are a new caller, and you are now a member of the Psychic Love Doctor family.
You'll never be a new caller again.
And you're calling from where?
New York.
New York. Well, please give us a little, you know, a little bit of details about your situation and what you'd like the cards to tell you.
I want the cards to tell me about I'm selling my home, and then I want to know if the inspection I got today is positive, and then the town inspector is going to pass the house as it is, or, yes.
Huh.
Okay, let's see.
So you're getting it inspected
when
we're going to
close. Yeah,
oh, you have
to
buyer.
Oh, you're getting ready to close.
Have a buyer, but then the town inspector needs to come over. It came today to check some stuff that was changed in the house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and then go
ahead.
Okay, we're going to look at your cards now.
That the inspection goes smoothly and the sale goes through.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
Without a hitch.
Well, and generally, I think inspections at that point.
Yes, usually are good.
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, especially if the buyer is arranging it, they're going to be working for the buyer.
True.
That's the thing.
All right, and for those of you like Lucy, who are new to the show, I am using a 24-card layout. I'm not just pulling a couple of random cards. I prefer to see the whole picture. We often call it the whole enchilada. Yeah, so...
Oh, wow.
You know, yes, this is what I normally use in a private session. So I get a real feel about, you know, the many dimensions of your life. So let us see.
Oh, thank you.
You know, your cards are telling me that you are selling your home at exactly the right time. There are other areas where I have my clients, and they are really struggling to get a house sold, even with interest rates,
right,
the way that they are. Very, very doable.
A lot of people have already done their buying.
Yeah, I really think you're going to find this smooth sailing. I don't feel the inspector is going to find any issues. Now, when we had an inspection, we ended up with over a $20,000 foundation repair
out
that we had to take care of. So sometimes,
good as new.
Yeah, sometimes there can be surprises.
That's why everybody holds their breath on those.
But
that's
Lucy,
why she's asking.
Lucy, I'm not seeing that for you. I really feel that you're selling your home at the right time. It'll be nice to have it behind you.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel much more financially secure.
Well, that helps.
And that's important.
Yes, it is.
So, really, I think you have very nice cards. We're going to give you an angel card reading here. I want to ask you, though, are you planning to take a trip soon? Are you going on a...
Yes.
Look at it. Oh, yes. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. That's right here.
Okay. Well, I figured you could ask for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, you are going to have such a nice time. So we're going to get Veronica now to give you a...
Yes.
Stand by for your angel card reading.
Yes.
Well, Lucy, your angel card is Victory, Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Yes. Very good.
Perfect.
So, yep, we are cheering you on, Lucy.
For sure. Please make sure that you like the show on Facebook if you are there.
If you're a Facebook person.
If you're a Facebook person. And then you'll get notified each time we have a show.
So thank you very much,
so you can
Miss
call
Lucy.
In. Again.
And bon voyage. You enjoy yourself.
Arrivederci.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know what language that is.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Isn't that
nice?
Yes.
Yes.
All
right.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Lucy. That was nice starting off with a brand new caller.
Sure. 646-595-4274 is the number to call in to get your reading. And we're going to move along to the moving along people.
Mosey on over.
We're going to go to area code 415, which is California, 415.
Oh, welcome to the show, California.
Hi.
What's your name, please?
Thank you. I'm actually on the East Coast as well. I'm in New Jersey, right outside New York.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
You
deceived us.
Everybody keeps their numbers nowadays.
They do. They do. I would, too.
Yeah, because you've got all your contacts as well.
What's your first name, please?
Jessica.
What? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Sorry, Jessica.
Jessica.
Yay.
Have you called us before, Jessica?
No, I'm a new caller as well.
I didn't think so.
You're a brand new caller.
Back to the back.
How are you hearing from about us, Jessica?
Yes.
Just through Blog Talk, not listed.
Great.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Well, please tell us a little about your situation and what we can present to the cards in the way of a question from you.
Sure. I want to get involved in, let's say, political stuff in my town, just like fixing up the town and helping the people. And I have shared, like, ideas and sort of pitched myself a couple of times to different people who are, I guess, in power here. And it's a town that's sort of stuck in their way of being. They don't have, like, the most highest of consciousness, but yet I still keep getting ideas. And I keep sharing them with people. And I'm just sort of wondering as far as part of me says just keep sharing. The other part of me says, like, you're wasting your time. So I'm just wondering what you're picking up.
Okay, sounds good. And I really fail to think that this would be a waste of time. Bringing changes, never, especially when it's productive and useful change.
Right. And I actually grew up in a very small town, and I had to leave for anything to happen to that small town, which was pink, but would not even recognize it now, 20 years later, how different it all is. So how long have you been in this small town?
It's been around 4 years. I have to believe that I'm here for a reason, not to just see people that don't want to change, you know?
Right.
I mean, I think that was the lessons for me for a bit, to, like, not to respect people where they are, but it's time to get moving. You know, the world is changing rapidly. So,
yeah. For sure.
I really feel that there is a hand on your shoulder as I'm looking at your cards here, you have a hand on your shoulder that is guiding you and leading you toward a really fruitful political career. I mean, once you throw your hat in the ring, I think it'll be the start of many good things to come in the future. And you are being led. That other part of you, that's the part of us that looks at a challenge and says, I don't know if I want to put all that effort in. But don't listen to that side. Listen to the other side.
Right.
I'm seeing a man coming forward here that I feel will not only back you,
okay,
but will also become like your
mentor,
like a manager. You know, when you're running for office and stuff, you have people. I'm not sure what
campaign.
And it's just going to be the start. You are going to meet resistance, but you know these are people that are set in their ways,
right?
And they fear change. So I feel that you coming forward, you have a very nice voice. Don't you feel very...
Oh, yeah, she's very calming.
Yeah, very calming. You resonate with us here, for sure.
I would back you.
I would, too.
You guys are spiritual and wonderful. That's the thing. This is...
it is. And that town is crying on a spiritual level to become more than what it is.
Yeah.
So honestly, I feel you're good. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I didn't want to do.
No, go ahead.
Something interesting I noticed the other day, and I wonder if this is connected to the man you might be picking up, although I get really mixed messages from him. They had put up this like surveillance camera in the park, which I was not happy about because it's not necessary at all. And I had said something to the man who's in charge of the park, and he gave me an attitude. He has like a very firm, like a lot of ego going on with him. And he was like, no, it's staying, blah, blah, blah. And it stayed there for months, but I was walking around in the section the other day and it's no longer there. So I was like, I think he must have moved it because it must have, like, something must have sunk in for him. I feel like something shifted. I could be wrong, but I was like, I did that.
I think you are very in tune, really in tune. You have, look at all the red.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And in the deck, in the ordinary deck, the red cards basically are all filled with energy and movement and, and bringing all sorts of, like, new revelations. Here's another thing to maybe study up a little bit on. Words have energy. And when we put them out there, and especially when we are giving them the right energy, it's amazing what they are capable of causing to bring about. And I think you're right. I just want to tell you one thing, though. Be careful in your future campaigns. Do not become personally involved with any of the members that become part of your team.
Right.
Well,
it never ends well.
No, it won't. And it'll make the papers, and it could really ruin your future. So, you know, it's unfortunate that we can't be regular human beings, you know, but we have to present ourselves as people that are able to, you know, motivate and manipulate the
right
way people think.
Exactly.
So it looks really good, Jessica, and I hope that you will call us again.
Me too.
Yeah.
And your angel card is really good. I really like this Archangel Ariel. It's the courage card. Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. Now, one thing, when you get a personal prophecy reading, my grandmother always stressed that your own personal vibration is elevated.
Yes.
This is an awesome time to use the law of attraction to manifest what you hope to achieve in your life. And through that, you would be able to literally create your own reality, which I love.
Create your own
reality. Yeah, so I think we're going to hear good things from you, Jessica. I really do.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll continue doing what I was doing. Yeah, because I had sent the same guy an email today, and I didn't hear back, and I guess I was kind of going into, I must be annoying him or, like, whatever. Like, I could feel their emotions. Like, I could feel this guy's, like, energy. It's very cranky energy. But, like, I'll just not let it affect me. I think that's, like, the idea of, like, no, I have good stuff to offer. I'm just going to keep at it.
And I feel you're going to be associating with him more in the future.
And I think the more positive that you are and you don't let it bother you, it eventually, like, it almost puts this sense around you that, like, she's going places and she's not going to get anybody in her way. And that's a huge thing. That means people don't get in your way.
Okay. Well, hey, it's going to be exciting.
Thank you. Oh, I like that. Amen. Thank you very much. I like that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Make sure you find us on Facebook.
Yep.
At Psychic Love Doctor show page, right? And like and follow, and then you will be getting notifications for any of our future shows.
Yep.
Thank you. I will follow you guys on Blog Talk because I am no longer a Facebook person or any social media. So, censorship.
Well, then.
Yeah. So, thank you for the reading, and I will speak to you guys again. Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for talking for you. Take care now.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right, great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Two awesome readings in a row. Love that.
Two newbies.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. That number to call in is 646-595-4274. We got a caller that just jumped on, but I already got Facebook lined up, and I can't kick them to the curb. That would be very bad.
Okay, we'll get back to
it. It'd be bad form. And it's Siobhan from the land of Ireland. We want to give some shout-outs, too. We have Elaine, who is in Scotland.
Scotland is in the house.
Yep, and I am blowing away a person on here trying to poach.
Poop.
Yes, if you're international, we understand you can't call
in. Nafia was in here earlier. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to give her a shout because it was in the middle of a reading.
Unless you have an app. And I guess there are apps where you'd be able to literally call in to the show, but otherwise we want to give you a shout out for especially those of you where this is late.
It is late
for
them.
Yeah, they're many 5-6 hours ahead depending on things. Yep. All right, caller. I think the callers can hear us when they're on hold. You'll be next. But like I said before, you got in there. We promised a Facebook Live.
All right,
and it is Siobhan.
Siobhan
from Ireland, and her question is: I booked in for my COVID vacation in 3 weeks' time. Will I be okay after it? I'm nervous about it. I'm afraid I'm going to get very sick over it.
Okay, well, bear in mind two things. First of all, you can get very sick over just being very sick, thinking about it. So we don't want you to, manifest that. Okay, and we're going to do our best for you with the cards. The other thing is, we can't give you any medical advice or legal.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. But I can
figure out
what
a COVID vacation is.
I'm assuming that is what I'm getting out of that is that she's booked a vacation during the COVID times, and I guess I think in 3 weeks it's coming up or something is what I'm guessing, and she's afraid if it's going to come back and bite her.
Keep your nose clean and your face covered and, do all of the things, keep precautions wise.
Now, they are stressing that those of us who have been vaccinated, of which I am one, is that we will not become deathly ill, should we.
Even if you get the new strain, it's still going to still going to be mild symptoms.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Booked vacation.
Good old Siobhan. It's been a little while, been a little while since we talked to Siobhan because, we didn't do a Wednesday show last Wednesday because Deb had her procedure done.
Right, and
so
she was in the room on Friday.
But she's in there a lot, pretty much. Siobhan comes religiously to all of our shows.
At this,
and we did
for
do
the most part
for her the other day.
Yeah, at this particular point in time, I see absolutely nothing for you to worry about. If you are like me and tend to be an overthinker, you're going to put yourself right into a tailspin over this.
Yeah, I mean, you can, the psychosomatic thing, you can make yourself sick worrying about being
so sick. Stay focused on the present moment. And when you do think of your trip, have high expectations that it's going to be wonderful for you.
Right.
You know, like I said, I'm seeing absolutely nothing here to indicate any sort of setback, physically or otherwise. I really think it's going to go fantastic.
Yeah, that's always good to hear.
Yes,
good news.
Yes, and how are we for an angel card?
Angel card time. Stand by, Shimon.
I would also boost your immunity.
I would be getting any type of
I eat a lot of mushrooms, and I do immunity boost cordyceps shot. Not shot, but like shot in the gullet.
We've been taking those gummies.
Cordyceps. I do a mushroom cordyceps. It's just a good extra boost, like elderberry syrup, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anything that's good for immunity boost. I do a lot of emergency. I'm not sure what they would have out there, but Amazon all the way.
And when
in doubt,
eat lots of green vegetables. Those
lots
got natural vitamin C in it.
Vitamin C, anything you could possibly think of, and maybe a little bit extra just for good measure.
Well, stand by, Shabon. She thanked us. You still have your angel card reading coming.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe take
don't
some.
Don't touch that dial.
Maybe take some disinfectant with you.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd be like wiping everything.
Paranoia may destroy you.
Moon cycle.
She takes vitamin D, she says.
Oh, good. Do all of the vitamins, moon-boosting stuff. Archangel Hanael, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. And I still think that's part of this. Stay positive and try not to worry and get yourself sick.
And if I saw something in the cards, I would caution you about that. And honestly, I did not. I feel it's going to be very nice.
We ourselves are going on vacation very soon.
Oh, yes.
And we're not worried.
Yeah. Yes, we are not worried.
Right. I'd love to know where Siobhan is going, if she wanted to tell us.
Yeah, it would be nice to know.
All right.
Stick it on here.
Thank you very much, Siobhan. I'll pass that along if she's...
Yeah.
Because we've got a delay here. I just wanted to say we're pretty much at hump. So we want
to
remind everybody, now that we're pretty much at the halfway point, that this shows for entertainment and informational purposes only. We'd like to remind everybody of the phone number, because it's call-in show priority, Facebook Live. We'll go to you guys if the phones are empty, like we just did. 646-595-4274 is the number to call in, and we have a caller.
Yes.
Woohoo!
So let's go to area code 347, back to New York. 347.
Hello, New York. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling you guys from New York. Nice talking to you guys again.
Tanika!
Yeah.
Yes.
That's who I thought was
listening. I'm hearing from Scott lately. That's exciting.
How are you?
Oh, so-so.
Stand by for 1 second, please. It's amazing how English can get, instead of vacation, she meant vaccination. That just changes the whole complexity of the thing. That just changes the entire, that reading was poo-poo, caca.
We'll revisit the cards for Siobhan.
We'll give it a shot.
I still think that my angel card works okay.
And I really think the cards are going to come out the same.
You said it was okay.
Yeah.
Regardless of vacation. Hey, well, let's go back to our Tamika in New York.
All right, Tamika, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to check in with you about someone I talked to you about that I haven't heard from, that I have feelings for. His name is Frank. I haven't heard from him still, so I wanted to check in with you guys with him. And also, I went to see a doctor on Friday, and I kind of wanted to ask you, because I want to have children one day, and they recommend that I go through with a certain surgery because of something that's going on in my body. And I'm worried about that because that's directly a surgery for the place that you would have children. I'm worried if I should do that or not, or try to do the holistic route and try to find help elsewhere instead of going through that way. But if you can't answer that, I'm just fine hearing about Frank.
Frank.
Well, I can take a look at.
Right. And so we cannot technically give you any type of medical or legal advice.
Negative.
But the one thing that Deb can help you, maybe assist you in how you're going to feel after the fact or during... maybe like a reassurance on how it might feel if you do decide to do either or,
okay.
If that makes sense.
It's just kind of a workaround.
Yes. Yeah. Because, you know, we don't like to get any legal issues.
New York.
Okay.
Up to you, New York. I think it's actually specifically New York City, but I don't like to narrow it down
to the
city.
We don't like to say it, right.
I don't do that. But I just did.
Now, let me ask you, Tamika, is this the same gentleman that we've been following in your readings thus far?
Yes.
Okay. He is really getting close to contacting you. I would be surprised if you don't hear from him before you call us again. That's how close it is coming. There's a card in the deck that indicates swiftness, like an event coming quickly. And that's where he is, and he seems determined that he's going to reach out. And I do think I mentioned last time that he will be most comfortable at first with it being like friendship.
Friend.
Yeah. Without any pressure, you know, or stress. You know, men try to act like you all are bulletproof. But deep down inside, I think you have the same anatomy that we do, the same...
Not the wussy guys don't.
The wussy guys.
Wussy guys, yeah.
What? What is a wussy guy?
There's lots of the old touchy-feely, I mean...
What?
There's lots of guys... There's a lot of guys that are very in tune with their feminine side that don't have a problem getting all
bent out
of shape. I hope
everyone is a little bit feminine, just saying.
Well, yeah, you have to.
You want something not so hard.
Okay.
That's what she never said.
Ah! I'm going to throw my cards at you.
Yeah, Jim, you're in kind of a different lane
tonight. He's in a different mood today.
Tamika, I'll tell you the truth. Regarding your other situation, why not get a couple of opinions?
I would be totally, I would be looking into both. I would get every single type of information on this surgery that you can, and then go and talk with holistic route and say, I'd like to do this, but I am worried, you know, give your worries. And then they are not always to the point where they're like, well, this is going to be it's going to be harmful to you, and you're going to do this, and it's going to ruin you forever. They could tell you, you know, you could totally try to do holistic and then go the other route.
I think getting as much information as you can.
And then you could do like
very helpful.
A pro and con type of list.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember, medicine is... perpetuated, I guess you could say, by men of science. And, yeah, these are scientists, basically.
Right.
But when you go with the more holistic approach, they're looking at the whole person.
Exactly.
You know, and there are different methodologies out there. I've seen miracles actually happen through Reiki.
Right. Oh, yes, me
yeah,
too.
Very simple Reiki. And especially if this is involving with them tampering with any of your
girly parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you need to make sure you are very well versed in you know.
I wouldn't want to know every single thing before I had anything medically done to me.
And then what you could do, seriously, you could come back, get another reading and say, I'm leaning toward Dr. Jones or, you know.
Dr. Jones.
And say, do you see a good outcome for me with this, which would not necessarily pertain to the procedure, but about you.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I've been calling like regular doctors to get consultations and also holistic doctors, like both all day long because I was off today. And I'm spiritual, so of course I want to talk to also spiritual, like psychic and stuff. I know that if they are. You can't really go there, but I always like to talk to one if I can because I'm very spiritual. So if I can hear about, you know, what they see with my body and that kind of thing, then I would always try that too because I am spiritual.
And,
so.
You know, I got to tell you, you can't always disregard just letting things go naturally.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the best course is maintaining a steady course.
Write it out.
So, get more information, then come back and let's see where we are. Because we feel invested. I always do when I give readings. I'm able to see the heart of you, Tamika, the people, others that call into the show or that that I have as clients. I can see what's in your spirit and
exactly.
what's in your heart. And I feel very invested.
Mm-hmm.
to see you come out of this being the mommy you want to be. And personally, I think it's going to be, I don't want to say it's going to be an easy road without its challenges.
Right.
I just feel there's a great, big, beautiful sunny
ending,
day
right.
at the end of this.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope
all right.
so. And with Brayden, I just wanted to ask you guys, with him, what disturbs me is, like, you know, for him to be gone this time, where has he been? Like, and was he, is he been with other women? You know, like,
no,
it's been so long.
I do remember that he kind of went out on a tear. You know, the first thing they do when they feel
overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And
what do? They run into the arms of another woman. And if there are men out there shaking your heads right now, we don't mean to say all of them do
right.
that. You know, but I think, yes, he went to seek comfort. Let's put it that way. But now he's gravitating back towards you.
There you go.
Okay.
And your angel cards, I don't usually do two, but I'm going to give them to you because they're sitting right on top of each other. We have, you are safe with Archangel Michael. I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you and your loved ones and home. And you know what to do. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
I can see why you went with those. Those are great for you, Tamika.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love it if you called back and kind of told us, even if you were saying, okay, here's all the research I've gotten one, here's the research I've got on the other, and now I'm still sitting in a I don't know book. So we would love to be able to chat with you about that.
Yeah, and we will basically help you navigate a course that will make you feel comfortable
right.
for the future. And as for Frank, let him go through his paces. He's on his way back into your life.
Right. He's heading that way. He's just still cooking.
Yeah, and the thing is, sometimes by the time they come back, our feelings have changed.
Exactly.
Through the loss and the pain.
Yeah.
And it's like,
too light.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if he takes too long,
yeah.
If he waits too long, he's going to lose you.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, if he's just coming back because he's done with something around being a player, I don't want to be, like, on his belt buckle.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, sure. You're done with that.
Yes.
Good
so,
for you.
And we want to hear from you again, Tamika, so don't be
I
a
will.
Stranger. All right,
okay.
Honey. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We got callers, but I think you wanted to real quickly redo Siobhan's.
Oh, yeah.
Her
it's about a
vaccination. Yeah, she doesn't know which one she's getting.
Okay.
She knows, I guess, there's that Johnson & Johnson would have had some bad things
right.
that happened.
Right.
The Pfizer one really had nothing. They haven't told her yet. They said she won't really know until the day comes.
We took the Pfizer.
Right. But she doesn't know which one.
Mm-mm.
So she just wanted to know about that real quick. And the medical disclaimer. No doctors here, so what we tell you is what the cards say, not what a doctor will say. And you know,
we don't ever want you to.
We
say,
have nothing. Our credentials are nil when it comes to the medical world.
You know, I remember as a child, they would put out these vaccines for measles and smallpox, and back then maybe people were just more
trustworthy.
Yeah, trusting.
They were more trustworthy, and they didn't have media or social media trying to scare them out of everything they do.
And you know, that is the job of media.
CNN
yeah.
has to get people to watch to make money so they can charge a lot for commercials. And you know what makes people watch when you tell them scary things?
And I'll tell you, as a previous newspaper
scandalous
woman.
Scandalous things, scary things.
Yes, a good juicy story is what the paper or the
right.
TV news.
What did Don Henley say? People love dirty laundry.
They do. Now, for you,
right.
I am still not seeing any issues. But do remember, some of us, and I know we both did. Was it our first?
I told her already about me, you, my 80-year-old parents. All had
yeah, that we
shots.
All
There's
didn't
no, we
feel
had no
good.
Issues. We had no issues.
We and the people, excuse me, that I'm in connection with in Dubai, they had the same reaction.
I work at a shipyard that has 3,000 employees, and I don't know every one of them, but I know quite a few, and nobody's had an issue. And they made us all, they didn't make us, but they made it very easy for us to all get back in it because we're Department of Defense.
Yeah, I see nothing in here indicating
and
anything.
We all rock and roll just going
on. And you know, when you have children, just got to throw this out there, you take your baby in for these well baby checkups,
right.
and they're going to give them immunizations.
Right.
And there are going to be some that have reactions.
Right.
I mean, there's always a potential for anything. You go get your tonsils out, you could die.
Don't say that.
It's like a maybe 0.1%, but I'm just saying, any medical procedure has risk. Anyone on earth.
Yeah. But, Siobhan, you're going to be great.
Yep, you're good.
Go
all right.
Ahead.
Should we go to the next caller? Because we got a few now, and we want to get them all in.
Yep, let's get
and
going.
And we can do it. You can do it. Area code 423, which is in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Hello, Tennessee. What is your first name, please?
It's Damian Owens.
Damian.
Oh,
yeah, Luna's husband.
You have a 666 on your forehead, do you, by chance?
What?
Damien, he's half turning into half werewolves here.
It's okay, I understand.
You got to remember that name from the movies.
I saw them when I was dating and was taken.
It's
to
a really
those.
Cool name, but those movies kind of ruined the name, Damien.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cool name, but then after that movies came out, everybody's like, "Oh, damn, I don't want to name my kid Damien."
Where are we from?
Tennessee.
Well, Damien, welcome.
A whole bunch of N's and a whole bunch of E's and S's.
Damien, are you a new caller?
New caller, but I've been on the Facebook live stream before.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
cool.
Okay.
That's
so
cool.
You
that's
heard
cool.
of us from Facebook.
Okay. Well, Damien, tell us what we can do for you.
All right. Well, it's to check in on what we've been checking in on the past few times I've been on the show. So there have been some developments here lately that I think are indicating some good signs. All right. So what's happened with my dad's estate is, you know, we've seen that there's been fraud and shady doings and things like that. However, the debt collection agency, a woman finally reached out to me, and her and I had about a 45-minute to an hour-long phone conversation. I can tell you, by the time we got off the phone, she was not happy and completely unprepared for that call. But she was so nice, very helpful. But just where are things at now? Because now the debt collection agency is not sending me anything else in the mail to try to collect this debt. So what's going on now?
Well, is something going on with your dad, you said?
Your father,
yeah, my
your
dad's
father passed away.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. When my late husband passed away, this is like going on 3 years ago, there were those that tried to come after, but because he was no longer living, I was not responsible
right.
for that. Now, maybe there's some kind of legality there.
Right.
And I don't have a legal degree.
And some of them, it's not worth their effort.
Right. They
if
just
it's small
write
potatoes, are like we would burn more in our time and effort and legal to get that amount of money from this widow. So screw it.
Is it a lot, Damien?
But you know, when you're talking a lot of money, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
Well, it's the actual estate. Remember,
it's
they're
estate.
Trying to
yeah.
get the estate, but for the woman that was involved in a lot of shady doings, we don't even know what rights the bank even has to even try to collect this debt, since it's basically being collected under false pretenses.
Hmm. All right, well.
So it's not just you involved, it's also this other person.
Yeah, which is
other
very
party.
Common in the estate.
Yeah. Which is
stuff.
Oh so much fun. Okay.
Yeah, there's a woman. She's front and center right here. And this is a woman who wants to really stir the pot, if you know what I'm saying. She is not a very nice person at all. Are you the only offspring of your father?
Yeah, to my knowledge. There was a woman, my half-sister, who tried to pull a fast one by submitting these documents claiming that my father adopted her, but that was all settled in court, and I'm the administrator of the estate now, but the bank has been obstructing me every which way because they don't want to acknowledge me as the administrator, even though I've got all the paperwork showing I'm the administrator. She's no longer the administrator. She has no legal authority anymore.
Wow, this is quite a
poop
kettle,
show.
A kettle, what did you call it?
I called it a poop show.
Yeah, wait,
poop shoot.
Trying to be a little PC. Yeah.
Well, it appears there's some property in question. Yes, some property. It could be assets.
Assets. Just say assets. Don't just say property. Say assets are the best thing to say when it comes to estate
and
stuff.
They want to do like a seizure of everything, correct, Damien? They want to seize. No?
Not necessarily seize, but
they want to
yeah.
it's more like it's tied up in court, but they're trying to go for some sort of declaratory judgment to see what their rights are, and there's this foreclosure attorney that is working with me personally to try to get this settled outside of court, because when it went to court, the judge did not rule in their favor because of so many discrepancies in the paperwork, because the two people that were involved with the paperwork, yeah, they filed everything, but it was never actually really filed, if you know what I mean. Like, we don't really know what the bank's rights really are. So they're trying all this, but it seems like they're not getting anywhere either. So it's kind of like, I get obstructed, they get obstructed, and nothing's really happening. But, you know, the debt collection agency is no longer trying to collect the debt on the estate.
Yeah.
So that's just what's going on here.
Well, it's a cluster. There's no doubt about that.
Charlie Foxtrot.
Charlie Foxtrot.
Definitely. But I really feel you should keep fighting.
Well, yeah.
And maybe at some point you might want to consider observing Occam's razor, which is when all things are basically equal, pick the path of least resistance,
right.
Might be settling to a certain extent.
It might be even harder to determine that at this point, which one that is that there. Because when it gets all big quagmire of crap right
and
now.
And his cards are, Damien, your cards are like such a, it's like an implosion here.
Turmoil city.
It is.
USA.
It is, very much so. So there's a lot that is not determined as yet.
Yeah,
right.
Probably not shocking to him.
And I wonder what that is.
That's a backup alarm. Somebody's backing up somewhere.
Oh, that can be leverage. That could be leverage in your favor. So we're going to give you an angel card reading here. I wish that things were clearer right now, but I think there's a lot of nebulous energy around
but
this.
But you can call in more often.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely
it's
call in.
It's possible that with each call, it might get more and more clear to Deb as she digs into your cards each week.
Well, I hate to say it, and I don't want you to take this card as, like, that's set in stone. That's why they were saying to call in.
Yep.
Divine order.
Uh-huh.
Archangel Raquel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order, which it's not. But I think it's saying it will work out. It's just you're going to have to keep on pushing through.
I think so. I really, that's the feeling I get. Your spirit is being tested in all of this. Now, did you and your father have a good relationship, Damien?
Not towards the end, no.
Yeah.
Not towards the end,
well,
no.
I think it wouldn't hurt for you. And next time when you call, we could do mediumship. And we could check in with your dad's spirit and find out where he's kind of sitting on this.
Yeah.
Because just because they've passed from this physical world, they're in another dimension.
They're out in the boat.
Yeah.
Right.
And we could, I think it'd be awesome to try to see if we could get his father to somehow
kind of say, hey, this is what you should do and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It could be what you need and what he needs. So I wish that I'd love to spend the hour with you, but I can't. There's people here that will chase me down like in a posse.
Right. Well, Damien, please, though, keep on following us and get tuned in for all of the notifications for all the shows that we do, and definitely try to call in to all of them.
I'm not seeing you losing helplessly. I will. Yeah.
Yeah, you just saw a lot of turmoil.
I did, yeah.
The path was not clear yet.
Mm-mm. You're right. Very well put.
And, these legal estate crap things.
Oh, it's so yucky.
Even there's multiple people pulling and tugging, that's going to drag it down. And some judges will just kick the can down the road because they don't like the paperwork. Just kick the can down the road. Let
and
the money
paper
deal
will
with
get
it.
Stacked up and
lawyers make
whatever,
money.
It just, ugh.
Okay,
so
we're going to look for you next time, Damien.
We're probably preaching to the choir, too.
True.
Yeah.
They already know.
Yeah, sounds good. I can definitely tell you this much. Right. If you tune in to my dad on mediumship, knowing my dad, he would not be very happy. I mean, I think I've been pretty cool, calm, and collected this entire time. Oh, no, he most definitely would not. I can tell you that right now.
Let's
just say some people would have probably not been very well liked and very well received on the business end of his ass chewing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to raise a little hell from the spirit world.
From beyond.
That's right.
I think that keep putting it out there. You keep pushing on
I think
not giving up.
and with your spirit being tested, I think that's a really huge deal. If you keep on saying, you know what, I'm not going to give up, you're going to hear from me till the end of time, then eventually all of it will just come into place. Please, Damon, call us back soon. Let us know how
it's going. All right, I will.
Thank you,
Hive. We're cheerleeding for you.
Yes, keep the faith.
All right, thank you.
Keep it too. You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
We don't get to hear very many guys, very cool when...
No, they don't get to hear very many guys.
Did we lose our callers?
Except the guys sit here every show. No.
Oh.
Why do you think that? As a matter of fact, I was trying to tell you because we want to make sure we get the last one.
All right.
And we're going back to...
New York City.
347.
New York.
347, a very popular area code.
Oh. Hello. Welcome to the show. And this is... Who's on the line?
Aaliyah.
Oh.
What was this?
Aaliyah?
All right, honey, what can we do for you?
I want to move. I've been putting in for moving and stuff like that. And I wanted to know if you see anything, for me moving.
Okay.
Where would you like to be moving? From where you are now or just from,
down the street?
Down the street.
Across town, or do you want to get to another continent?
No, I want my own apartment, but I will be moving from where I am now.
Okay.
I will be moving from where I am now, but it's not my own apartment. It's, homeless.
But it's got roommates. I don't know. Roommate? Are you sharing with others?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a hard way to live.
Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it just sounded weird. A lot of echoing.
She must be
in a place with lots of echoes.
Well, right. I want to tell you emphatically that you are getting out of there.
Okay.
And, you know, I've in my own life, I had a situation where we were literally strapped financially. The husband, who has passed away now, but he had been laid off. We were kind of living on credit cards, hoping to hang in there, and we had to move. And I'll tell you, I bless the day that that happened, because we ended up in a beautiful situation. Call on your angels, because I think we had a couple of angels that made it possible not only for us to move out of a rental, but to own our own home.
I think she knows she's going to move.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's worried about where she's going to.
She's hoping it's going to be a good place.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's going to be way better than where you are.
She eventually wants her own apartment.
Right. Okay. Well,
and she needs it for her own peace of mind. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of toxic energy around where you're living right now.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know what? This is a test for you, too, like for Damien. I feel that we often face spiritual tests on our ability to have faith and just believe. And I know people are going to think, oh, boy, is she, copping out. No, I'm not. Have faith, and you watch and see what will happen by having faith, knowing, put out there, I know
things
a new home
good.
Is coming to me where I don't have to live around all this chaos.
Right.
Oh, my God, I got choked up over
there.
That.
You go.
Good
you
Lord
know,
Jesus.
When she chokes up, you know good things are coming.
Bend her over the table and smack her back to Heimlich.
You watch. It's all going to come together for you.
Yeah.
And I certainly believe what I see.
Right.
So you don't have to believe, but I will believe for you.
We'll be your cheerleaders, just like the caller before.
And a good opportunity for a great job is all in the future for you.
Okay,
so,
good things in the future.
Yes, very much so.
Well, your angel card is amazing.
Okay.
It is overcoming difficulties, Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So
that's really
all
good.
The crap that was back there, you're going to literally move, and it's going to leave behind you.
Yeah, and you'll leave all that behind. You don't have to look back on it or carry it with you. You know, I feel that you are definitely passing your own little spiritual quest, and it's really important for you to achieve peace and harmony.
Yeah,
and if you're in a crappy situation with people that aren't really, You're not just, it's just not working out and it's stressing you out. Living alone is like going to heaven.
Oh, it is.
You know, you can come home, maybe alone, and that could have its own disadvantages, but you know what? Nobody can stress you out because there's nobody there.
Exactly. And I also see a marriage coming for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. Yeah. Be prepared
Stand
for
by.
That.
Oh, my gosh. I hear that a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's coming, and it's going to be not in your time, but in God's time.
There you go.
The higher power determines which way and how we. I believe that.
Aaliyah, I want to ask you, are you a new caller?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, make sure you like our Facebook page so that you can get notified for every show that we do.
Yes.
And then you definitely need to keep up and keep us in check so that we can check in on you and you can check in with
us. Yes, you get more clarity with every reading that we provide.
We want to know how you're going to do with it.
Okay, so, honey, better days are coming. You watch. Watch and see. We're going to follow with you every step of the way.
Exactly.
All right.
Yes.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Marriage, new home, new job.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on the horizon.
Getting the toxic out, bringing the good stuff
exactly.
in.
Yeah, exactly.
Lions and tigers and bears.
All right, honey. Thank you for calling, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Okay. See you soon.
All right,
definitely. Stay in touch.
Yeah.
Yes.
These have been all very interesting situations tonight.
Pretty cool.
I have 20 pages left in the cover.
Oh, well, we'll have to get you some more.
Well, it's going to get a break now.
Yeah,
for
crazy.
A while there, so.
Yes. Want to mention, and Nicole, we'll be letting you know. I'm taking a trip home to see my family up in northern Minnesota later this week. So we cannot do a live show next Monday. Their internet up there in the wilderness
is
hinky at best.
Right, and you don't even know where you're going to be Monday.
Right, so.
But it's only one day.
We'll be back the